That's Miss Natalie Cole on your brisk Tuesday morning, coming in at 46 degrees along Canal Street in downtown New Smyrna Beach. And always, always a pleasure when we get to welcome, it's a radio station friend, I dare say, from the Little Theater of New Smyrna Beach. Rick Johnson, thanks for waking up early this morning. Your hands are full. You are a busy man right now.
Well, it feels busy. Anyway, thank you, Amy. And it is early, but it's always a pleasure to be here at the radio station with you.
Well, you're putting sort of the finishing touches on a production that you have been directing. Can you tell us about it?
Yes, this production is Lend Me a Soprano. Now, you know, your listeners may have heard of the Tony Award-winning play Lend Me a Tenor, written by Ken Ludwig, appeared on Broadway back in 1989, very famous play. But about 5 years ago, the playwright decided, well, I think I should redo this play from the point of view of women. And he turned the top three roles from male to female, rewrote the whole play to include, as he put it, how women would say things, and produced Lend Me a Soprano. And we are very pleased to present this at the Little Theater opening Thursday night.
Oh my goodness, it's coming up this week.
Yes, and so it'll run for this week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, a Sunday matinee, and the following weekend as well.
What a great spin on this. And Ken Ludwig, he's so funny. He really is.
He's very funny. This is a comedy, of course, and it's really a farce. And for those who might not know, the characteristics of a farce are things like mistaken identity, people coming in and out of doors suddenly, and all sorts of craziness. And that's what we have in Lend Me a Soprano.
So the premise of this farce that we're going to see, what is that?
Well, this is a world-famous soprano coming to have her American debut at the Cleveland Grand Opera House, if you can imagine such a thing, in 1934. Though, unfortunately, though, her arrival creates all sorts of problems, mistaken identity, keeping her on target and ready to sing, and then possibly not showing up, and what everybody does about it, and running around being crazy before this big debut of Carmen, this world-famous soprano in the opera Carmen.
So I imagine these female characters, they've got some big personalities.
Yes, they do, especially the diva opera singer. And not only is she a world-famous soprano, but she's also world-famous for her attraction to men, and so keeping her away from some of the men is also part of the problem.
Oh, this is going to be a great, great show. How can folks get tickets?
Well, they can get tickets at online at the Little Theater website, nsbplayers.org, or call the box office, which is open Thursdays and Fridays from 1 to 4 or 2 hours before every show.
Well, that makes it easy enough. And, you know, Little Theater, of course, near and dear to my heart. I kind of consider that my home theater. But you all do so much. And just to provide culture and arts here in our community, are you ever looking for volunteers?
Oh, my gosh. We are entirely a volunteer organization. We only have one part-time paid staff member. So everything that you see at the theater, acting, directing, everything involving ushers, everything is all volunteer. We are constantly looking for new volunteers, and when we are getting them, we've been very fortunate over the last year to almost double our membership. But you don't have to be a member to volunteer, and we want everyone. So please just stop by the theater when the box office is open or during a play and tell someone you want to volunteer. That's how you do it.
So when you say you're looking for everyone, it could be help running the box office or help putting the set together.
All of those things. Everything that has to be done is by a volunteer, so we're looking for all those.
Give us that website address one more time.
nsbplayers.org.
Lend Me a Soprano, and it opens this Thursday night.
Yes.
Thank you so much for all of your hard work and efforts, and to you and the cast, break legs this week.
Thank you, Amy, and thank you, the radio station.
We're going to take a quick break. We've got a 2020 Volusia County News update coming up for you next.
America.
It's a free country.
And we're proud to be in the land of free radio. Thanks for supporting our fee-free station.
WSBP.